Bracing for the unemployment news this hour.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. We're less than an hour away from the biggest economic indicator of the month, the employment report from the Labor Department. It tells us how many people gained or lost jobs and what the new unemployment rate is. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is on the jobs beat this morning and joins us live from New York. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Bill.
Any clue what's going to be in this report?
Well, it seems like every time we get one of these in the last several months anyway, there's been talk about how all those temporary census jobs affect the overall number. And this month, what we do know is that the census will have a negative effect because we know that 115,000 of those temporary jobs ended last month. Meanwhile, economists are only expecting a small gain of private sector jobs, about 40,000, which is less than we got in July. As for the unemployment rate, Bill, we're likely to see the first step in the wrong direction since April, from 9.5% to 9.6%.
And Jeremy, what would it take to get that number going in the right direction?
Well, that's what a lot of people are wondering at this point. And the Washington Post is reporting this morning that the Obama administration is now considering a brand new package of tax cuts for businesses, potentially worth hundreds of billions of dollars in advance of the midterm elections this November, that may include a payroll tax holiday and a tax credit for businesses that spend on research and development. And by the way, Bill, we are expecting to hear from the president around 10 Eastern time this morning.
Okay. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in Manhattan. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Bill.
A new kind of electric bus hits the road today in Southern California. It'll carry a full load of passengers, more than 30 miles, stop for 10 minutes, and fully recharge its batteries. As the inventor points out, that is a lot less time than it takes to charge your cell phone. KPCC's Steve Julian reports.
What makes the new Ecoliner bus unique is its charger. Doran Barnes is the executive director of Foothill Transit, which serves passengers in LA's eastern suburbs.
Electric buses have been around for a long time, but with the advances in lithium-ion batteries, we're able to have the battery pack accept a very quick charge, allowing for the in-route charging.
The prototype is twice as expensive as a regular bus, a little more than $1 million, but it'll last 18 years instead of only 12 for a standard bus. Foothill Transit recently cut back on bus service because of declining tax revenue, but the transit provider got federal stimulus dollars. Barnes says that money could not go toward day-to-day operations, so...
We really look to the green economy and the advancements in battery power in terms of the way we use the dollars.
The Ecoliner bus is more efficient because it's built of fiberglass, like the other vehicles the body manufacturer makes, yachts. In Pasadena, California, I'm Steve Julian for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Stock investors seem to be waiting to hear that jobs report we told you about. Trading volume is light. World markets are up about 0.5%. Yesterday, the Dow gained 50 points. That's 0.5% and closed at 10,320.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. American Public Media presents Marketplace Minute, supported by Yellow Book 360. Tune in every Friday for Bill Radke's poetic take on the week's news in 60 seconds, available at marketplace.org.
A lot of people will tell you money doesn't buy happiness, and they can surely point to a lot of wealthy, unhappy people. For example, the late billionaire Howard Hughes. But a new book makes the improbable claim that Hughes lost his money and lived happily for a lot longer than you thought. Author Douglas Wellman, welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you very much, Bill. I'm happy to be here.
The official story is Howard Hughes died in 1976, drugged up, maybe mentally ill, emaciated. You tell a very different tale.
That's quite correct. This information came to me via Air National Guard Major General who was involved with a charitable organization. He was helping a woman named Eva McClellan deal with the health issues of her husband, and after the husband died, she told him the story that the man, in fact, had not been the Werner Nickley he claimed to be, but in fact was Howard Hughes.
He appointed a drug-addled homeless man to fill in for him, assumed a new identity, and lived secretly in Alabama with this woman, his new wife, until a few years ago?
Until a few years ago. Werner Nickley, as he called himself, was actually the identity of one Werner Nicely, who had disappeared in the mid-60s on a CIA mission, according to his son.
This being a business show, I have to ask, what happened to all his money?
Nick, as he called himself, his response to Eva when she asked later, where did the money go, he said, my relatives screwed me out of it.
Now, this is a fantastic story, and I can't verify it. There's some hearsay. I'm wondering what it's like for you to have written a nonfiction book that a lot of people are going to take as fiction.
In fact, I had a very good friend, and he came into my office. He could not help but smirking at the entire idea. 3 weeks later, he saw me on the street. He ran up and grabbed me and said, you're right. It's got to be true. So, yeah, it's a little difficult.
When I introduced you, I referred to troubled rich people teaching us the lesson that money doesn't buy happiness. Does this version of events teach us a lesson about money?
I think it does. Hughes, of course, initially reveled in his money. But when he was in the movie business, he and actress Billy Dove took off and lived in a dirt-floored cabin in Arizona, which he later commented was one of the happiest periods of his life. He was an interesting man. He spent tons of money on movies and aircraft, but his own life was very, very simple.
Douglas Wellman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And finally, in case you missed the week's business news, here's all you need to know in a Marketplace Minute. Despite the economic crash, corporations have lots of cash. Hey, how about some hiring? Nope, they're just acquiring each other. Sanofi Aventis went for Genzyme. That's momentous. Intel, 3M, Hertz are buying. HP2, and Dell was trying. Bernanke says the holy grail would be to end too big to fail. I don't mean him any malice, but King Arthur never found that chalice. The thought of an oil explosion was chilling, not least for the people who do the drilling, and Double Rainbow Guy is willing to do some video software shilling. Don't know the rainbow? It's worth a look-see at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.